This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please, I'd like to say please visit our website, but our website has been taken down. Yeah, taken down. For agenda21radio.news. We hopefully will get this up in a short order, but you can go to newcaliforniastate.com to get more additional information. And we'll be trying to get the providers, the people that we pay money for, who are very incompetent, in my opinion. But that's just me. I just like to vent. But anyway, we got a lot of things going on. Let's get down to it. There's other more pressing needs rather than to worry about things such as trivial websites. The death toll, of course, has gone up in the Camp Fire in Butte County, California, which is my neighbor up here, and we know a lot of our friends have lost homes. We are still awaiting, though, the ultimate the death toll. We first reported that there may be as many as over 1,000 victims. That are unaccounted for at this time. And last night, Sheriff Corey Honey divulged a lot more information about what is going on because the way it stands right now, there were an additional, 13 bodies that were recovered yesterday. And that brings the total count now for the Camp Fire at 42. The sad news is that we started out with 8 forensic teams. That number went to 10, and now that number has been escalated to 13 with additional support people. There's already 150 individuals out that are helping to look for bodies, look for victims, in the campfire area, in Paradise, in Magalia, in Concow, in other adjoining communities. Now, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody. I know there's a lot of consternation about this, and this is going to get, just reading the body language of Sheriff Corey Honey, he's an incredible leader, in fact. And I just want to say a shout-out to everybody who's been involved with this fire, all the first responders and responders from all around the state and around the nation, literally, people coming in. And, of course, we have our fires going on down in now Simi Valley and Ventura and that whole area, two fires that have been going on. There's apparently two individuals who've lost their life. So the count that they're giving everybody on these recent fire spats that happened, of course, opened up right after the election, coincidentally, is at 44. So 42 in the camp and 42 in the down in Southern California. Fires are of course, nonstop right now. The city of Oroville last night was threatened. The fire has jumped the Feather River Canyon and now proceeded into the Oroville area. So that is something we're also watching, whether or not that is going to be a situation where the city has to be evacuated. Now, one thing that is everybody's planning for, and this is something that's very, very prudent in my opinion as a safety officer myself, I know how these things work. If you're anticipating an evacuation of a town such as the size of Oroville, which is 19,000 people, then it's best that you stage your assets in various locations so you can, you know, if need be for evacuation, these assets can be drawn in quickly rather than obviously brought in from miles away. So right now at one of the high schools there, Las Plumas High School in Oroville, they have staged lots of buses. These buses will be activated at a certain time if in fact there is an evacuation order that has been issued by the sheriff. And I think everybody has complete trust in the ability of Sheriff Corey Honey to give out the correct orders at the correct time. And right now there is, according to what we heard just before airtime, there is no threat that's going on. We could, you know, we're going to check on this on a moment-by-moment basis to see what happens. So they have pre-positioned a number of assets in and around the Oroville area. So if that order does come down to evacuate that area, then the assets are already there. That just makes a lot of common sense. So there should be no panic going on. There's no orders that have been issued. You know, wait and hear from the sheriff. Now, the warning systems, this is one thing that's a major concern for everybody, and I think it really is something that played badly here in this particular situation, is that the overall warning system is a complete and abysmal failure. Complete and abysmal failure. It is something that it's horrible that there is no better system that is in place. You know, it used to be back in the day when we had emergencies in our towns that there were whalers, as an example, that were on the fire stations. All whalers in the whole area, as we discovered with the whole Oroville Dam disaster situation, have been removed or disconnected. Apparently, about 2 years ago, they were removed or disconnected, which I find the timing of that to be somewhat suspect. So, in other words, no early warning system audibly in all the communities and towns now in this area, so you can see if there is an impending disaster, such as a fire or a flood or something. There's no audio warning of it, which is, most people would think of it in a traditional sense, that's the way it goes. Everybody has been reliant upon text messaging and phone alerts and things like that, reverse 911, and that just doesn't cut it in a mass evacuation system. It just doesn't. It didn't help in Oroville when that dam was threatening to break, and it did not happen here in Paradise. Just didn't happen. There were too many people that were not awake, that were not awakened in time. We have one of our people from the New California State Movement. She she thought there was something wrong because she thought something was, it was raining or something because of all the burning embers hitting the top of her roofs, sizable burning embers. And she didn't, you know, for a good 15 minutes, she didn't know what was really going on until she literally, I mean, the power went out and then could see the glowing red light and all that. And of course was very, very disturbed and then looked down the street and saw two of her neighbors' houses going up in flames. And it was just by luck she jumped in her car and took off. No warning. No warning. And this is what happened in Paradise that morning on Thursday the 8th. In other words, there was no warning. There was very little warning. And God bless the sheriff's department and the first responders that were going door to door to door, risking their life and limb, of course, to save people. And some, you know, some people got out, some people did not. And of course, once they did get out, they found themselves in an inferno. And the stories, of course, we have been monitoring and putting up on Facebook and putting up on Twitter, that the people driving through the horrific fire scenes and things like that, a lot of people did not make it. And that, of course, is the dilemma now. There's, according to Sheriff Honey, what we have is 1,514 calls requesting welfare checks on people in the Paradise area. They have solved, of that number, 231 cases. The rest remained outstanding. That's why they've brought in 13 teams of forensics. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit newcaliforniastate.com. You cannot visit right now with a21r.com because we were taken down, obviously. Somebody's got a little grudge going on against Agenda 21 Radio. But I know that you're all listening out there because I can see the numbers percolating around on the on our little devices here. So anyway, thanks for listening and stay tuned. There's going to be a lot more. We're not done, of course, out here in California, certainly with this whole situation going on with these fires. And, of course, there's Jerry Brown burning down the state so he can get billions of dollars of federal relief funds, setting the stage, if you will, for his notions of, quote, climate change. It's climate change. You know, I don't think it was climate change that started the fire in Paradise, actually. And I do not think it was climate change that set the stage down there in Los Angeles, in the Ventura area, in Simi Valley and so on. It's just not the way it works, guys. It's just not the way it works. And that is something, of course, we're going to be monitoring. it just doesn't see his argument. It's so specious and doesn't make any sense at all, either scientifically or even unscientifically, which is, of course, the world he lives in. He's not a science guy. I don't think he can even understand what carbon really is. What is carbon? I don't know. It's in a pencil, I guess. That's probably the only thing. That's the length. That's the extent of his knowledge as well as it is of former President Obama. So that, you know, these people are not authorities on any of this kind of stuff. And that's something to remember as you listen to them claim climate change is what brought us and get used to it. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. It doesn't quite happen the same in other states. No, but it does happen here. And, of course, the argument that you've been hearing about President Trump making that he's kind of fed up with California, basically. And this is what I think a lot of people don't understand. President Trump is very, very concerned about the people of California. Yeah, but the problem is your governor and your other dictators in charge here just are not. They don't care about Californians. And basically, that's the proof is in the pudding. If they really, truly cared about California, they would have managed all these wild lands, from the chaparral lands to the forest. They would have managed it a lot better. Now, the argument's coming up, well, 60% of the land is federal land. That's true. And for the last, 20, 30 years, it has not been managed either because of the environmental crazies. Right now, I'm an environmental wacko. Since 1970, Earth Day I wrote on Earth Day, the 100th anniversary of Lenin's birthday. 1970, by the way, I rode a bicycle with a gas mask just to demonstrate, just to be a demonstrator of my radical environmentalism. That was me. Okay, so I taught biological sciences, environmental science. I get it. I totally get it. And realized that it was ill-advised to teach it after about 1980, and realized, this is just kind of like a lot of, propaganda, which is because it was false science being taught. That's what they wanted us to teach in the curriculum, and we all shunned it because back in the day, educators in California could do that. We chose our curriculum relative to loose, but not loose, but specific standards. But we were left as the professionals in the classroom. And, of course, everybody collectively denounced Jerry Brown's notions of environmentalism. Because, remember, he was the governor in 1976 to 1984. And he brought all these notions of radical environmentalism. He brought all the notions of stopping the water projects here in California. He brought all the notions of taking down dams. In fact, he prevented the Auburn Dam from being built and other dams all throughout the water project. And then when he became governor a third and fourth term, which, by the way, by chicanery, by political chicanery, I don't think he's a legitimate governor of California. I think he's violated the Constitution. But that's, you know, it's too little late now, right? But that's really the claim. When history looks at this, you'll see how they have manipulated the entire constitutional system of California and turned it upside down into a monoparty communist state. That's what they're trying to do here. That is what they're doing. And they're using the weapons of war for them, which is radical environmentalism. And that's their methodology. The communists, after the collapse of communism in 1989 and 91, all became environmentalists. That's a fact. That's what their direction was. And they've used environmentalism, as we've seen, as a tool for manipulation. Now, what they have done in California, now, but talk to anybody who works in the forest. I lived in the forest. I lived in the forest for 10 years. I get it. Lived in the mountains for 20-some years. I get it. But the forest management in California is deplorable. Not only from the federal, and of course everybody said, well, President Trump, he's the president, you know, for 2 years. And he recognizes that it's deplorable on the federal system too. And they're doing things about it, which has to shake the timbers, of course, Jerry Brown, because in California, in the lands that they manage, they have done nothing for years. They have done nothing. They have done nothing to protect the population. Had the state of California done anything up there in Paradise, in the Feather River watershed area, Butte County, all that, if they'd done anything right, we wouldn't have this problem. But I can tell you, because I've been up to that area many, many, many times. I used to live up there. And I can tell you that the suppression by the governor, in other words, to try and combat the litter, if you will, the biomass, the accumulation of leaves and stems and plants and dying plants and things like that litter the floor of the forest, and also of the chaparral areas with controlled burns and things like that, has not happened. In fact, every single year that Jerry Brown has been in as governor, he's taken funds away from CAL FIRE and other organizations so that would not happen. The buildup of the biomass has been critical, and of course, one of the major reasons that's led to such high-intensity burns all throughout the state collectively. And of course, that's not climate change. That's irresponsibility. That's incompetence by Jerry Brown and by the rest of the wacko environmentalists who want to preserve little toads that have never been seen before. Nematodes in the soil won't be burned off. Well, heck, the reality check is, and this is what Zinke and these other guys know when Trump came, they realize that once you get all this litter and it burns at high intensity, like we've seen here in Paradise, when it burns at that intensity, it kills everything, including plants that usually sustain themselves through fires. A lot of these plants in these areas, in normal season, they've been protected from burns. It's the opposite of managing the forest and the chaparrals. It's completely the opposite with what these environmentalists, including Jerry Brown, have done. And when they defund the programs, it's just, okay, Jerry Brown has a history of defunding programs. And one of them was in the situation of California's Department of Justice, the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement. First thing Kamala Harris and Jerry Brown did was they defunded the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement in California. First thing he did when he became governor in 2010-11. First thing he did. And of course, what did that do? Oh, it opened the doors to his good friends, the cartels, to come in and grow marijuana. in the forest in chaparral lands of California without any scrutiny by the Department of Justice. He just opened up those doors, and they got billions of dollars, and they're just raping the land. So much for Jerry's environmentalism.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, a lot of things going on. Yeah, they're really dinking with us quite a bit. So really appreciate your listenership. You know, they're trying to shut us down. Okay, so 1,514 calls for requests for welfare checks, 231 cases solved, 13 coroner teams looking for victims, two anthropologist teams there. They brought in 150 extra searchers that are trained in all this. Two portable morgues have been brought in from the U.S. military and mortuary teams from the U.S. military. Cadaver dogs. Apparently, they're going to be starting to use cadaver dogs now. With full vet support, they're trying to bring in DNA, the rapid DNA identification. 42 is the total, 10 in Paradise, 3 in Concal. They've got 4 people that were positively identified, 3 that we have names for. I'm not going to read the names out of respect for the families. That's what Sheriff Corey Honey did. Now, I want to say something really about all the people that are engaging in this, in helping out and everything. And first of all, I know there's, I've been getting a lot of inquiries and a lot of stuff about the fact that we have so many victims and everything, and about the guys who are helping, the people that are helping out with all this stuff, the first responders, all the people that have been responsible for this, people coming from other states and so on that have been kind of coming in here. First of all, the president has signed a major federal relief document, of course. That's already been taken care of. That was already never going to be in doubt or anything like that. And I know some people are misconstruing the comments about what the president was saying on his tweet. I certainly looked at it and said, that's probably not the best wording you could probably put on something. But there's two reactions going on there about what the president was trying to get at. And I think I kind of explained that this whole notion of having what is referred to as disaster capitalism, which is exactly what people have been engaging in. You know, if you're not protecting the forest, if you're not clearing away all that extra biomass, then you got an issue that's going to come up later on, and the fires are going to burn, baby, burn. And it's pretty obvious that the deactivation of CAL FIRE and other organizations from actually doing any advanced, you know, like what they do is they go out in the fall when it's somewhat, when the humidity is very high in these areas, but have not burned for a long time, and they usually light fires and they burn it off, and it burns at a very low intensity. So a lot of the biomass close to the ground that's been built up burns off, and it doesn't kill the plants. A lot of these plants are fire resistant. Anyway, they're going to come back in these chaparral areas because this is all part of nature, of course. But the high intensity stuff where you do not clear it and do not manage it properly is not part of what goes on. So what we have here is a deliberate stand down by any efforts to manage and maintain the forest. Now, it's happened at the federal level. It's happened at the state level. That's been a consistent theme for the last 30 years. And it's really been a consistent theme with Jerry Brown because he has been taking money from fire suppression systematically. We can pull up the accounts. We were looking at the accounts yesterday in which he has deliberately stopped funding these efforts. Now, what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that burn, baby, burns here. I mean, once a fire gets, I mean, this is common sense. Everybody who lives in these areas knows this. This is common sense. If you take the money away from it, you're not going to provide the service. And that's exactly, of course, where's that money go? Well, he thinks it's discretionary and he can use it on whatever he wants. And other politicians do the same thing. This is the theft, the stealing that goes on. And of course, who's paying the price? Possibly as many as 1,000 people in Paradise, California. And what about the million or so, including myself? We almost lost our lives a year ago. Gross mismanagement. And why? Because Jerry Brown was taking money, and the state of California was taking money away from maintenance and services that needed to be done. You know, repairs and maintenance is on the dam, Oroville Dam, up for years. And like one person down there told me from the DWR, well, Paul, we've been having a drought. There's no need to spend that money on maintenance in Oroville. Right. Okay. Right. And now it's getting to the billions of dollars for the repair that they've done so far, and they still haven't fixed that dam. By the way, the fire is around the dam, coming in that direction. This current disaster. So you, at some point, you're going to be paying the price for all this stuff. Just like we have the drug wars that are going on. The foothills, the Sierra Nevadas, or the coastal range, absolutely being raped right now. Rape is the word. By the cartels who have marijuana grows everywhere. Everywhere. They're stealing the water. Oh, precious water, commodity, right? But Jerry Brown doesn't seem to want to stop that. Else he wouldn't have defunded the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement back in the day, back in 2011, with Kamala Harris's agreement, of course. Because why? She was his replacement as Attorney General. And she helped to bring in the cartels, too. They brought the cartels in. That's their legacy. And what have they done? Well, they've raised billions of dollars, the major export for California now, illegal cartels. Right? And, oh, how many taxes are these cartels paying on the billions of dollars worth of profit as they export this marijuana around the rest of the world and the nation? Californians, how much tax have we got from that? Like zero. It's illegal. Why would these illegal guys doing illegal things pay taxes? Come on. But Paul, it's legalized now. So therefore, the cartel guys are going to pay the taxes. Are you nuts? Wake up. That's not going to happen. This was the argument that I had from the get-go about the legalization of marijuana, why it shouldn't be happening in California. No one's going to pay taxes. And what taxes they... And by the way, it's kind of interesting. The medical marijuana people don't want this going on, this legalization business. It hurts their bottom lines. But listen, they're trying to be legal. they're paying taxes. And, of course, they're all being nudged out now because of the illegal trade. Oh, but they got to pay the tax. No, they're not paying the taxes on illegal marijuana. Come on, it's illegal. Why would they do that? So this was the argument I was having with people. And, of course, it's come to fruition. It was just a ruse. And, of course, with Jerry Brown's help and Kamala Harris's help, they signed it off. They said, oh, come on in, cartels. Here you go. And here they are. What is it we don't understand here? When you're enabling vicious, violent cartels from worldwide to come into California, you might start to think maybe Jerry Brown might have some connection there. Why does he like them so much? Why does Kamala Harris like them so much? Dianne Feinstein. Adam Schiff. You need to think about that, guys.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, now this is, we have a lot of people that have been contacting us from really around the nation because the retirement center really paradise is, they call it paradise because it's so close to heaven. That goes back to the mining days of Paradise Megalia area. It was a heavy, heavy gold mining, all this whole Feather River watershed and everything. All the Oroville is called the City of Gold, by the way, hello, for a reason, because the Feather River was just so incredibly rich with gold. Heavy, heavy mining going on, Feather River, Yuba River area, up into Grass Valley, Nevada City area, all in the foothills, just incredible gold and wealth, still there. Still there, lots of gold, lots of wealth here in this area. It's just unbelievable. And, of course, the value of – just look at, you know, this whole area, Northern California, Sacramento and above. Look at it. And the history – well, it started, started Highway 49 in the Sierra Nevadas. Look at the whole Central Valley, Kern County, you know. Look at that whole area and look how rich in resources this is. You know, going north, but pay focus on the Central Valley area, the rural areas, by the way, which by the rural areas of California went conservative in all the voting, basically. I don't know if you know that or not. Hello. Hello, New California. It definitely went that way, which has to be a real concern to people that don't want New California on their other side. Of course, the globalists, they're about to be faced down with some very big problems, and we know that. That's why we're doing New California. Anyway, but I want to put this these numbers out so you have them. Yesterday, we only had one number. I don't know why we had the one number, but we now have three phone numbers for missing persons. If you want to report somebody who is for a welfare check or something like that, you don't know. And again, yesterday we were saying, if you are a missing person, please contact one of these numbers and make sure you're on record with them because people are trying to probably track you down, okay? And this number, we want to try, God help us, we want to bring this number down so that, and if, you know, this is what Corey Honey said last night, 1,514 calls requesting welfare checks. That's up from the original number that he said on the 8th, which was 600. Now, in our research, and we put this out to much criticism, I don't care. When we put out our YouTube on this the other day, I got numerous people PO'd at me about the numbers that we were putting out there. And I stuck by them. And of course, here it is right here. So it's not an in your face. I'm just saying, please, we don't put stuff out unless it's accurate, unless it has been checked out. And we hear from people instantly to double check things if they think it's wrong. And occasionally it is wrong or it's not totally 100% accurate. So we rely upon you guys to tell us, because we're citizen journalists here. And by the way, it's amazing how accurate we are. We're much more accurate than obviously the other folks from the mainstream media. See, they just bald-faced lie to you. I mean, it's just propaganda is what it is. But this is our only avenue, by the way. And about, you know, it used to be these media outlets. There were thousands of them. In fact, there were laws. I think back in the day, you could not own more than 5 media outlets. Now there's only 3 owners of media outlets around the world. And of course, isn't that a problem? You think that's a problem? Anyway. Okay, so this is what we have here. We have these 3 numbers. If you are a missing person, 530-538-6570. Second number, 530-538-7544. 530-538-7671. Okay, so the first 6 numbers are the same numbers, 530-538. 530-538. These numbers go along with them, these next 12 numbers. 6570, so 530-538-6570, 530-538-7544, 530-538-7671. If you want a welfare check, call that number. They might be able to find out and have a list right there already for you to verify whatever. Okay, it's very important we do this. We want to clean up these roles, and we know that there's people on this list that are alive. It's not all gloom and doom, but we want to get as much accurate information. So you'll be working with the sheriff's office in Butte County. Be patient. And as I'll relay what the sheriff was saying, some people are upset and they're taking it out on the operators there that are just doing their job and they want to help you. We understand, and he was saying, we understand the frustration in all this, but please don't take it out on them. They're not the enemy. Okay? They're not the enemy. They're trying to do their job, so that just try to help them out. Anyway, so those are the numbers that are there. Now, this whole notion, I want to try and I think it's very, very important to put this whole notion to rest that people, and again, Jerry Brown and all these other people come up with the climate change scenario. Of course, the illegitimacy of Jerry Brown's climate change scenarios here when, one, he's created the problem. He's helped create this fire problem by taking necessary funds to suppress fire away from the firemen that would do the job to help to do that and making money available for community. That's all gone. He's taken that away. He's raping by way of the cartels, the lands of California for marijuana grows. He's poisoning the water with pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, the whole 9 yards, stealing the water from these pristine streams up in the Sierra Nevadas, just being obliterated, polluted. The water is being polluted in our rivers and streams around here by toxic chemicals by the cartels. They destroy the land. They destroy the flora and fauna as they carve out huge plots for marijuana grows. That's what Jerry Brown has done. That's his legacy. Now, his bigger legacy is this fire stuff. He's created all these firestorms, all in the name of climate change. The only thing that needs to change is him, of course. We'll be back. That'll never happen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'd like to say, visit our website, but today you can't. And you haven't been able to the last 5 days, because, well, they've taken us out of service. So we're trying to, we're putting things back together again. Yeah, interesting. The fire develops and, how they take you down. I wonder what that's all about. I wonder what they're trying to tell me. It's not working. It's not working, of course. They can't stop us. They just can't stop the truth. I know they're doing everything they possibly can right now, and taking a defensive or a position of real power, if you will. So anyway, we've got more fires that are developing. Or at least in relationship to this campfire. We're going to be monitoring that. Also, the caravan's coming up. Oh, yeah. It's now 7,000, 8,000 people caravanning on their way. And by the way, exactly as I've said, they're going to Tijuana. Why? It's California. It's redistribution of wealth, you know. It's the whole thing about, I guess you would say, you know, as they say, cleansing. California cleansing, getting the citizens of America out of California and replacing it with citizens from another country. That's how you do it, right? That's how you do it. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and, well, newcaliforniastate.com. That's where you really need to go, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.